Chapter 13 An Evolutionary Theory of Business and Marketing. In this chapter I took Darwin's theory of evolution, modified it, and applied it to business and marketing. Introduction. There appears to be an evolutionary process involved with products and companies. This process is more or less similar to the evolutionary process described by Charles Darwin in relation to the natural environment. That is, in nature, various factors in the environment, such as competition from other living things, or weather conditions favor certain living things, and disfavor other living things. This results in the perpetuation of certain species, as well as certain traits that maximize the chances of survival and reproduction. As you read through the following paragraphs, it will become apparent that a very similar concept applies to business and marketing. However, for business and marketing, I based the concept on the level of economic viability. This, of course, can vary for a company or a product, as a result of competition and other factors, and it usually determines whether a business or a product survives. A note on economic viability: I use the word economically viable or economic viability instead of profitable, because some organizations are not in business to make a profit. Some of these organizations obtain their funding from the government and/or from contributions. For conventional profit-making companies, usually viability means profitability. However, there are profit-making companies that do not make a profit for many years, but they are economically viable. Companies in this category may even be growing at a rapid rate, and they may be paying very high salaries to top management, especially the CEO. They may also be paying relatively high salaries to many of their employees. A selection process based on economic viability, which are influenced by various selective and competitive forces in the environment. Evolutionary processes of products and companies are based on a selection process based on economic viability. Economic viability is often determined by the ability of a company or product to compete with other entities in the environment. The competitors for a company or a product can be other companies, other products, political and social philosophies that may favor or disfavor a company or a product. For example, products that excessively pollute the environment, such as gas-guzzling automobiles, appear to be in decline because of social and political concerns about the environment. The evolutionary selection of traits, methodologies, techniques, policies, procedures, managerial philosophies and styles, etc. In relation to their economic viability, various factors or traits that relate to companies and products are also selected based on economic viability. The term traits are used here to refer to methodologies, techniques, policies, procedures, managerial philosophies and styles, manufacturing methods, etc. For example, a common trait that appears to be going into decline is various employee benefits. This includes a readiness to lay off employees during slack periods, as opposed to making an effort to retain them as long as feasible. Employee benefits and holding on to employees during short slack periods may have had some advantages at one point in time, but the environment has changed. Competition appears to have increased in many industries, and many alternatives to regular employees became available, such as automated production facilities, manufacturing in less developed countries with lower wage requirements, and outsourcing. Many services can now also be outsourced electronically to employees working in less developed countries, for much lower wages than American employees would demand. This includes technical telephone support, software development, engineering, and anything that can be transmitted in the form of data. This represents a competing trait that is very economically viable for the companies and consumers, but it is disadvantageous for American workers. This trait, outsourcing electronically, has a very strong survival advantage, and it might increase very significantly, because there are a huge number of services that can be outsourced electronically at very low cost. The primary competing force against electronic outsourcing is the political force of the American workers who lose their jobs, or obtain less money and benefits, as a result of this practice. Keep in mind, when I am talking about economic viability, I am not talking about the economic viability of the employees, or the nation as a whole. I am just talking about economic viability in relation to the survival and growth of a company, a product, or some type of trait that applies to a company. There are many other traits that have been selected or rejected as a result of their economic viability. One of the traits that have declined is handwork in relation to manufacturing products. This was replaced by a very viable set of traits, which are various mass production techniques. Another example is routine mathematical calculations, such as to calculate grocery receipts or electric bills. This was one time done with pencil and paper techniques, then calculating machines were used, and now modern computer technology is employed. All of this is a result of environmental changes that resulted from scientific and technological developments. Generally, methods and techniques, including the equipment needed for the techniques, are selected or rejected, or deselected after a period of time, based on economic viability. Summing up the concept, and its potential utility from the above, it should be clear that companies, products, and their traits are selected or rejected, at various points in time as a result of environmental conditions. Companies or products that are not economically viable at inadequate level, go into decline, and may go bankrupt, or simply go out of business. The primary utility of the evolutionary theory of business and marketing is insight. That is, if you understand the material presented above, you will have better understanding of the competitive forces and their impact on various aspects of business and marketing. All of this suggests that companies should be set up in a way that they can handle the competitive forces and related environmental changes. Designing or setting up every aspect of a company for competition and flexibility to deal with environmental changes should provide a very strong survival advantage.